track 8, and we have 3 letters to the editor this week. Missing Carols. This past Christmas, I believe, showed an outstanding festive display in numerous shop windows, as well as inside some of the food and catering establishments. But sadly, each time I visited the town centre, probably once or twice a day throughout December, I could hear no Christmas carols. The various street musicians were there, just not playing traditional Christmas carols. The Christmas tree in the triangle and the lights and shops looked great, but just no uplifting Christmas music, which in earlier times was commonplace. And so writes Ray Fitzpatrick of Tynmouth.
The next letter is written by Michael D. Joyce from Newton Abbott and is entitled Devolution Plans. Mr. Joyce writes, I'm wondering how many of the readers of the Mid Devon Advertiser have yet had time to look at or even consider the white paper on devolution. It's a weighty document running to 116 pages and sets out how government proposes to transfer from central government certain powers, which in their words will bring decision-making closer to those impacted by these measures and give the local people a voice on matters that impact them locally. Where have I heard that before? Brave and exciting words if one wishes to take them on face value. It is, and will it be, that straightforward though? If I read it correctly, and there is a lot to read, as I say, 116 pages, a considerable number of powers at stroke decisions will be in an elected mayor. An elected mayor or what? Well, as I see it, there will be a strategic authority which may or may not consist of Plymouth, Torbay and all the districts of Devon. Yes, district councils may go. In fact, only recently, all the district councils have come out against such a move. Well, they would, wouldn't they? Turkeys and Christmas come to mind. It will be interesting to read their full reasons and objections when it's available. It would also be interesting if, in addition to the district council saying no, what would they recommend in place of the current proposals? There is even talk of an even bigger strategic authority for Devon and Cornwall and maybe for others. Some of the powers being considered is planning, local railway stations, transport, police and crime. Yes, any new elected mayor could, and I say could, become the police and crime commissioner. It has happened elsewhere further north, so I understand. Integrated health and many other bits and pieces will also be devolved. In the whole of the document, reference is made to the success of devolution in other areas of England, North Yorkshire, East Midlands, Manchester and Cornwall. It is also very subjective on the elected mayors and how, with such positions, additional funding streams are available. As I read it, this is what we want to happen and here's the carrot to go with it. This is just my opinion on it, and I'm certain many others will have their views, and I welcome an open discussion on this topic by all interested parties. After all, it is the future that we are all looking at and are not just custodians of that future.
No response. Prior to the general election last year, I had occasional contact with our previous MP to seek assistance regarding several matters, writes Brian Horseman from Tynmouth. On each occasion, my email triggered an immediate and automatic acknowledgement of receipt, followed within days with a related reply. A few of the issues raised were complex, but in every instance, they were pursued by our then MP until resolved, which, particularly where government departments were involved, could continue for months. The service provided was thorough and most helpful. It was much appreciated. As Mr. Martin Wrigley was appointed as a local MP 6 months ago, I have since mailed him on several occasions to first congratulate him on his appointment and subsequently to ask his and his party's stance regarding several matters, such as the withdrawal of winter fuel payments, the IHT demand on farmers, the Chagos Islands, etc. None of these emails has bounced back as undeliverable, so presumably they reached his inbox. However, I've never received an acknowledgement to any of them, let alone a reply. It would seem that he may have more important things to do than to engage with the constituents who elected him.